Blog Talk Radio.
Just think you never get in my eyes. I made my difference right.
That was Toy Sugar's Where's Your Love on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And tonight's topic is Baby and My Baby. And I think we all either have seen a relationship like this or been in a relationship like this where one of the people in the relationship were coddled, spoiled, pedestaled their whole lives. So when they get into a relationship, they want to have that same element to their relationship. So say, for example, say a female that was told that she was the prettiest girl and was put in pageants or was doing different things throughout the church, throughout the community. So when she became older, when she's in a relationship, she still wants this catering mentality. She wants to have that person, that guy that's going to buy everything for her, do everything for her, and just try to live that princess lifestyle while being in a relationship. And some people say, hey, as a man, you're supposed to cater to this woman. You're supposed to act like she is your princess, she is your queen. Yes, to an extent. Because if they are spoiled to the point where everything becomes so dramatic, and if something's not done her way, a tantrum happens, then that is a negative side of the relationship. I want to know what people think about this here. Might just be me, but I just want to see, you know, when someone throws a tantrum, when someone acts like they're so spoiled to death that it can ruin a relationship, if you think that someone that has this particular frame of mind is just looking for the, maybe just for the sensitive side of the other person, then let me know. 347-850-1228. Phone lines open right now. You can also tweet me at rsteve44. You can go on facebook.com/RodneyStevenson, go on there. Or you can also email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. And as always, we are sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod Massage and Wellness. And it is coming into Father's Day. So, you know, we treat the mothers. So now it's time to treat the fathers. So we have very good specials for couples massages, very good specials for fathers-only massages. Let us know. Our certified therapist will be able to assist you with that to make sure that the father is taken care of as well, because, you know, women need love, the mothers need love, but the fathers also need love too. So, once again, you can always hit us up at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com, go on facebook.com/tqmind, so that way we can take care of our fathers. And it's also Military Appreciation Month as well, so all of our military who is listening and who wants a massage getting a discount as well. So Military Appreciation Month right now for the month of May, Father's Day for June, a lot of big things going on. Go on facebook.com/TQMind to find out more about how we can schedule the right massage for the person that you really care about. So with that in mind, here we go. Let's go into this particular topic here. We're talking about babying my baby. And it's so interesting because you have so many people, men, women, that act this way. So where does it come from? It comes from the way they were raised. You know, you got guys that that are thinking that they need to be weighed on hand and foot because their mother weighed on them hand and foot. I think I know a lot of women that go through this particular frame of mind. They are in a relationship with somebody, they're married to somebody, and the whole time their husband is sitting back thinking that, okay, shoot, the woman needs to take care of this, woman needs to cook my food, needs to clean my clothes, needs to clean up after me, because this is what I have had since I was a child. My mother did this. My mother's mother did this to my father. So this is what they grow up with, a frame of mind, a continuous frame of mind, showing that they need to be pampered. So when things don't go their way, say if they don't get dinner that particular night, cooked for them, they had to order out or so, that throws away their flow, that throws away their frame of mind, throws away their repetition. People sometimes get comfortable in what they're used to. And this is where the issue comes, because they get comfortable with their significant other cooking them dinner each and every night. They get comfortable with that significant other washing their clothes. Get comfortable with that significant other, you know, doing the things that they want. And it happens a lot with men in a relationship because of the fact that the man feels that the woman needs to be doing X, Y, and Z. And this is something that has been passed down from generation to generation. So when you have a woman that says, no, I'm not doing that, it disrupts the flow. It disrupts the structure that a lot of men feel. Let's flip it to the other side now with women. Women, a lot of times, it comes from the fact that they've been told that they're pretty. They're told that they're princesses. They're told that they're supposed to be pampered, coddled, and spoiled rotten. This is the honey boo-boo scenario, basically, I call it, because of the fact that, you know, you have a parent for years, since they're a young child, saying that you're a princess, you're a queen, you're supposed to be taken care of, pampered, spoiled, coddled. So when they become a teenager, the same thing happens. They're pampered, spoiled, and coddled. A lot of times, the men that they might, well, the boys, I would say, in high school that they're with, they feel like, okay, shoot, if I do X, Y, and Z, then I can get X, Y, and Z out of the relationship. This, a lot of times, that happens. So sometimes even abuse can happen at this particular point because of the fact that they've been told that they're pretty. They've been told that they've been a bit of the sexiest thing in the world. They've been told that they're princesses. So when they really get into a serious relationship, they expect that each and every time. You know, they go to a restaurant and they expect the man each and every time to pay for the bill. They expect the man to do certain things in order to make sure that they feel like a princess. And this is where an issue comes when you're in this relationship. How do you handle that? How do you handle this person that has been spoiled and coddled their whole life, and they expect it each and every time they go out? So the main way to do that would be to set the expectations. You know, it seems like I'm a broken record when it comes to this. Set the expectations from day one when you're in the relationship. You find out on that first date how that person is. If that person comes off like, oh, you need to open my door for me, you need to answer everything I do, you need to respect and listen to each and everything that I say and do, and have to agree with it and laugh at it and make it feel like I am the only thing in your life ever, then you have to set the guideline right then and there. You have to say, you know, I understand, you know what, this is my first date. This is our first date together. And I want to see exactly how you are, what you are all about, the ins and outs of you. So I don't want to put on a front to act like I'm going to treat you like a princess each and every day, because that's not going to happen each and every day. There's going to be times where things are going to go by the ways that there's going to be times where you may not open that door. There's going to be times that you may not laugh at every joke. Does that mean that you don't care about this person? No. Does that mean that you are treating this person less than what they are supposed to be treated? No. But a lot of times, this person that's been pampered, coddled, spoiled their whole life, well, look at that. If you don't laugh at that certain joke, if you don't take them out on a certain place on a certain day, they feel like they are less than what you want them to be. They feel like that you are not treating them the way they're supposed to be treated. And that's where the tantrums happen. Because they feel like, oh, shoot, hey, nobody's ever done this to me before. Nobody's ever turned me down when I said, let's go out to eat. Nobody's ever said, hey, I don't think that joke is funny. And they take it in a way, and they have these spoiled tantrums. So when that happens, as a person that is in this relationship, you have to say, hey, this is real. This is reality. I am not going to laugh at every joke. I'm not going to take you every place you want to be when you want to be there. So to understand that particular aspect. On the flip side, there are some people who look at a person who's pampered, spoiled, coddled as a person that's so bougie that they don't even want to be involved. And that's not the way to approach the relationship as well, because sometimes this is this happens, the pampering, the spoiling, the coddling happens because of something that happened deep in their past. You got to look at it from that element. They have been told all the time that they've been pretty. They've been told all the time that they are the best in the family, the best in the relationship, the best in their community. So they have this frame of mind saying that, hey, if I've been told this all my life, then any person I'm in a relationship with has to respond to that properly, has to act like I am the best. And that's why expectations have to be set from day one in order to make sure that, damn, that yes, you want to be a part of their life. Yes, you want to be in a relationship with them, but no, you're not going to give them hand and foot. And when you're married, that's typically the hardest thing. You get in this routine. You get in this habit. Don't set that routine. Don't set that habit from day one. Because the person that is spoiled, pampered, and coddled will expect that. If you cook each and every day when you're dating, cook each and every day when you're courting, and then you get married, they expect you to cook each and every day as well. You know, set guidelines and say, hey, you know, I like cooking. I will cook for you. But, you know, I'm going to go cook 2-3 days out of the week. The other days of the week, you're going to have to cook. You know, if they feel that you have to wash clothes for them each and every day because you did that in a relationship, set that guideline saying, hey, I'll wash clothes a couple times a week. I might even fold those clothes for you. But a couple times I'm going to have to get up your behind and fold those clothes. If you don't set the expectation early when you're married, you know, you're going to have to continue that trend. You're going to have to continue what you started because that person is so spoiled that they're not going to want to break that routine and not going to want to pitch in certain instances of your life. And that just perpetuates spoiling and the coddling. And what's going to be done is going to be passed down to their kids. You know, they have a daughter, they have a son, and that daughter or son is going to be spoiled rotten because of the fact that you spoiled your spouse, your mate, your significant other rotten. So that son or daughter is going to see that and saying, hey, this way it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to care to hand a foot. I'm not supposed to get up and get a drink. I'm not supposed to get up and ask for, you know, no, I'm not supposed to get up for anything. I have somebody here that's supposed to do that for me. Basically, they're going to treat you like a butler, treat you like a maid, and not treat you like a spouse. That's what happens when you give in to that person that is spoiled or coddled. So when that tantrum happens, because it will happen, that tantrum happens when they flip out, fall out, tell you, call you all types of names, say that you don't care about them, you don't love them because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. How do you handle that? And this is where the tiptoe, the tap dance, the acrobatic act happens, because if you started off in that particular method where you wanted to take care of that person and all of a sudden you're married or you're in a committed relationship and they say, oh, well, hey, you're supposed to get my drink. You're supposed to rub my back. You're supposed to run my bath water or cook my dinner or wash my clothes. And now you don't want to do that? Excuse me, what's going to happen? That tension is going to happen. They're going to say you don't love them, that you love them less, that you don't care about them, that you don't feel a need to be around them. That's what's going to hear. How do you handle that? You handle it in a way where you keep and maintain your self-respect. You keep and maintain your self-reliance, because if you don't, then they will take advantage of that. If you break down and say, you know what, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm going to get your drink each and every time. You don't have to get up at all. Just wave your glass and I got to get your drink. Or, oh, you know, I'm supposed to wash your clothes, I'm sorry. You know, just put your dirty clothes right in front of me and I'm just going to go and take it and wash them. I know that I've worked 15, 16 hours a day, but I need to cook your dinner. This happens, people. This happens in relationships. That's why people are afraid of being in relationships, because people are afraid of these spoiled, coddled, pampered people. Take it and flip it to a way where you are showing your self-respect. You know what? Like, say, hey, I know that I cook dinner most of the time. I know I wash clothes most of the time. I know that I take care of a lot of things most of the time, but I want some reciprocation. I want to have a time where I don't have to cook. I want to have a time where I don't have to wash clothes. I want to have a time where I can ask you for something and it's not a demand. It's not something that you are ashamed of to ask, because these spoiled, pampered, coddled people, they get offended when you ask them to do something for them. They say, okay, hey, can you give me something to drink? And they'll look at you and scoff at you and suck their teeth and say, What do you ask me for? Why don't you do that? Because they're so used to you doing each and everything for them that when you flip it around and ask them for something, they're going to suck their teeth at you like, what's wrong with you? Because the foundation was not set from day one saying that, hey, this has to be a 50-50 thing. If I want a drink of water, I want, and I ask you to get a drink of water, it should not be something that's wrong. But if you ask for a drink of water, you shouldn't expect me to jump at that instance, jump on my feet, and say, oh, yes, and then get your drink of water. You know, this happens. Because people are spoiled, Kyle, and what the other person does, they fall for it. They submit to that. And that's where the submissive responsibility and submissive relationships come about, because people are afraid to get a person upset. Do it. Get that person upset. Tell them, hey, you know what? I am not going to be that person that's going to care to you hand and foot. I'm going to be that person that's going to love you, that person that's going to take care of certain things, but I'm not going to be your maid, to be your butler. So those are my thoughts on that. If you have any questions, 347-857-850-1228. Let me know what you think about that. You can go on my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson and let me know what you think about it as well, because this is a very interesting topic on that particular situation where we have to deal with these people, you know, people who are spoiled kind of examples. So Case X. This Case X is a very interesting one. This comes from a person in New Jersey. Like I said, if you want to send the case to X, you can inbox me, Rodney Stevenson, email me at tqmindbarbot@gmail.com. You will be anonymous unless you choose not to be, because we want to make sure we can get down to the bottom of these situations. This one here is a very interesting topic, because this case of the X is about a person who was with their ex for a period of time, 3-4 years or so, and then they broke up. She's in another relationship. She is, you know, very happy in that other relationship, and she's in the community, and what she found out that someone in the community, you know, a mutual friend of her and her ex's, was looking at her funny. So she tried to find out, okay, what's going on? Why are you looking at me funny? What's wrong? We've, you know, been cool for years, and now you're looking at me strange. What's up? So the guy tells her that actually made a tape of them together and was showing all of his boys about this particular tape. So now she's scared. She's nervous. She's confused. What to do? You know, this tape is out there. And it's been shown to a lot of his friends. So she wants to know what to do, how to handle this particular situation. And there's a couple ways to do it. Some people feel the fighting, combative way is the first way to go. You go to the ex, you go to the friends who've seen it, and just go off. That's one way to do it. But what I would say, and this is my advice, you know, you can take it any way you want. This is my advice to this person in New Jersey that is talking about this, Ms. V. I want to say Ms. V. The thing I would say is embrace it, accept that it's out there, but also confront that person saying, hey, I don't want you to show this to anybody else. So you go to X and say, hey, I do not want you to show this video to anybody else. You have this video, fine, we did this. It was cool at the time, or I didn't even know it, but, you know, you have it. There's nothing I can do now. You've already shown people. Basically, there's a saying that says you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, and that's what that is. If that tape is out there and it's been shown to a few people, you can't take that back. They've already seen you. They've already seen what was on that tape, so you can't take that back. So if someone confronts you and says, oh, shoot, I saw you doing X, Y, and Z with so-and-so, embrace it. Like, yes, I did that, and what? That takes the sting away from, that takes the power away from that tape, because that person will look at you and say, hey, you know, I know I saw you in this, but I thought it was going to embarrass you. I thought you were going to be ashamed of it. So for you to embrace it, then that makes a difference. Embrace it, accept it, accept that that person's seen it, and move on from it. That's the way you handle that particular situation, so that way it doesn't give that authority to that video. It doesn't give authority to it, because once you deny it, say, oh, that's not me, or you deny it and say, hey, why are you looking at me like that and become defensive? What that does, it attracts people to want to watch it more, to want to watch it again, or even may want to copy it and distribute it to more of your friends because you are denying it. So they're going to say, hey, guess who I saw on the tape? Guess who I saw in this particular video? Guess who I saw doing X, Y, and Z with so-and-so? Don't do that. Don't give that video that power. You know, sometimes this happens. Videos are made. Things are done. But if that is the case, figure out how to handle it, because obviously, at that particular point, you either wanted it done, or if you didn't know that happened, then the person was really trifling, but you're not with that person anymore anyway, because it's a case of X. So obviously, you're not with that person anyway. So don't be afraid of it. It happens. You know, there might be tapes of all of us floating around that we don't know about. You know, somebody's ex. Somebody who you're in a relationship with might have made a tape of you and you don't even know about it. Or the person you might currently be in a relationship with might have something floating around that you don't know about. It's out there. You find out. Don't flip out. Don't go crazy. Don't go ham and do something that would hinder you long term. There's no reason to fight over it. Accept it. Embrace it. And take the power away from that particular situation. That's the way Mr. Rod Stevie says to handle that particular situation. So the conversation is going to continue online, facebook.com/Rodney Stevenson. Let me know what you think about that. That is really interesting here. And also on Sunday, the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, we're going to be talking about What Can Brown Do For You in 1957, the groundbreaking case of Brown versus Board of Education, trying to create the element of integration and equality in the school system. We fast forward 57 years, so from 1957 to 57 years later in 2014, we're seeing increasing numbers of schools, public schools, colleges that are going back to segregation, being treated equally, schools are being closed down in their inner cities, universities are shutting out African-American students because they want to reverse this concept of affirmative action. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get in depth with that. Please, if you have any information, comments, questions on that, 347-850-1228. Look forward to the talking with you on Sunday. And as always, thank you each and every week for taking out the half hour of your time to making this a part of your evening. And once again, thank you to all who is listening. Thank you, Doug Love. Could not make it on. He's still doing his love research. But believe me, we're going to get some of his posts and insight on this particular topic as well on the show. So here we have right here the double standard when it comes to spoiling your significant other. Most women feel they shouldn't have to spoil their man. That's a man's job to do the spoiling when it just isn't true. Most women spoil the wrong guys, and that's because they do it, and it comes back to bite them. So they feel like they shouldn't spoil anybody. Spoiling your significant other is a choice and a privilege, not a right. If they give you everything you need and you want them to do that, why not spoil your significant other? And that's what I was saying in essence. Basically, what I'm saying is that if you are starting this trend, if you're starting this pattern to spoil your significant other, don't get mad when they expect it each and every day. Set that foundation from day one saying that, hey, we want to reciprocate this. We want this to grow together and not to focus on just spoiling one person or the other. So think about that. Contemplate on that. And make sure that you're doing what's best for you in your relationship. And as always, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. Until next time, we'll talk next week.